Okay, let's get started, Danielle. Let's play Pardon the Gadfly.
Okay, question number one. Mark Tucker says that none of our international rivals are embracing strategies of disruptive innovation, chartering, or entrepreneurialism. So neither should we. Is he right?
Nyet!
Nine!
So Mark Tucker, for those of you that don't know, in National Center on Education and the Economy, he has built a lot of his career on traveling overseas. Must be nice. And then coming back with lessons for the United States. He has a new report out that is his latest. And this is his point, is that all this talk that we have here about, paying teachers more for performance, letting go of ineffective teachers, chartering, entrepreneurialism, disruptive innovation, that none of these ideas have any salience in the countries that are kicking our butt on tests. You don't hear this talk in Singapore, or in Finland. But what do you think about this, Janie? I mean, does he have some point here?
I mean, I think he has a point in that, yes, these countries are doing something different than we are, but I think he loses the point that these countries are already performing better than we are, and we have a lot to do to catch up to them in the first place. So yes, maybe these countries aren't paying their teachers more for having high test scores, but we're at a place where, they already have teaching in these other countries is already a well-respected profession, and it's taken seriously, and you have to be a good student to be a teacher in the first place. We're not set up that way, and we have a lot to do to get there. So, to say that we shouldn't be paying our teachers who, perform better in the classroom, we need a way at this point to figure out who are our good teachers and who are our bad teachers, and to attract good teachers into the profession.
Right. It's so hard, these international comparisons, because, of course, culture is different. Exactly. The political systems are different. Everything's different. And particularly our challenge of our federalist system with our local control and all these school boards is just very unique in the world. If we wanted to boost our PISA scores, if we, abolished all school districts, if we nationalized everything, if we trained all teachers on the exact same curriculum or had a national way of letting teachers in or not to ed schools, and then it was all the same curriculum and all aligned and all, our test scores would go up. But we're not going to do that because that's not our system of government. So we have to work within that system best we can to make changes. We also have challenges that some of these folks don't. And we also have in our culture, an entrepreneurial culture writ large, right? That's one of our great strengths as a society. Why not bring that strength into our education system? They don't have as much of an entrepreneurial sector in their private sector as we do. So I think that the key is learn from what we can. And I think there are some things to learn from. I think our attempt to raise standards, as Mark Tucker himself mm-hmm. pointed out, is something learning from overseas. Trying to find ways to recruit better talent into teaching in the first place, absolutely. But let's not get carried away by thinking that we can easily transfer ideas from one country to here.